And now, sports and other stuff. The Closers. Join the talk now. 800-229-5378. News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
I mean, all I know of right now is that he's cleared.
To be honest with you, all I know is that he's cleared. He will get implemented in practice today, and then we'll just go one day at a time. And I don't really have a timetable after that.
I mean, he's definitely the oldest guy on the team, but
the fact that he went down, everybody counted us out right away, pissed us off even more.
Good question. I hadn't even thought about it. Maybe I should say he planned how we'd get him off balance. I don't know.
It looks like they've been playing together since they were 5 years old. Honestly, they play with such great toughness. And Missouri's a heck of a team that's going to make a deep tournament run.
I don't know. I think I was like, okay, well, I guess three of them went in back to back to back. Oh, well,
I didn't until coach told me.
Pretty good night, though, overall for Jordan. You know, what do you say? Close to having a triple-double as a post player is just incredible. I need to go back and watch film. I didn't see it. Did you?
No, we were trying to figure out what happened.
Yeah. I texted her before this game because we had two of the same referees that we had last year. You know, you got to do better.
She basically alleged the SEC of rigging the game because of the officials that they had out there.
I was kind of embarrassed.
And welcome in. Hour number two of the Closers here alongside Jay Sparks. I'm George Young. 442-8255 is the phone number. Got a lot of stuff to squeeze into hour number one, or hour number two. Hour number one, well, we just did a whole lot of Missouri basketball on the men's side of things as Michael Porter Jr. has been cleared to play. He has been cleared for full basketball activities. Coach Konzo Martin saying, though, let's remember, he's been out for 3.5 months. And now he's back. He is set to practice. Actually, he practiced today, and they are planning on taking it slow and easy. See what practice is today, how he feels, and then what happens tomorrow. 442-8255. Good afternoon. You're on the Closers.
Yes, I was wondering if KFRU is going to carry the Cardinals this year.
No.
No?
Nope. We are not a Cardinal affiliate. They wanted an FM stick, and we cannot offer that to them.
Oh, all right. Thanks a lot.
Uh-huh.
We'll have plenty of Larry Borowski to talk Cardinals.
We will talk plenty of Cardinals. And as they get started today, spring training ball,
mm-hmm.
down in Jupiter, Florida, in surprise, Arizona. Mondesi has changed part of his game.
Which part of his game?
Why,
he
he'll be changed. He'll change how he's being introduced.
Right.
Yeah, he's changed his. He's going by what, his middle name now?
His given first name.
Okay.
Aldoberto.
Okay. All right. Good for him. So there's no more Raul Mondesi or as some have called him, Raul Mondesi on the Royals roster. So basketball last night at the fine venue of the Mizzou Arena. A little over 4,200 folks on hand to see the event last night. It was senior night for the ladies, and the seniors that were recognized pregame, Bree Porter, Kayla Michael, and Jordan Frerichs. Those were your three seniors that were recognized last night. It was Jordan Frerichs who had herself a game last night, as she was one assist shy of a triple-double. Nevertheless, she did pull down a bunch of rebounds in the first half, and that got her into the 1,000 rebound category for her. She is the third entrant in the 1,000 rebound category. So congratulations to Jordan Frerichs, the senior for the Missouri Tigers. And again, she's a redshirt senior. She missed all of last year with an ACL injury. And then Kayla Michael, also a redshirt senior, as she missed a portion, I think it was her freshman or sophomore year, mm-hmm. with injuries that cost her time as a Missouri Tiger. But she is back, and she played last night. She grabbed 7 rebounds last night, so she had a good game. It didn't show up on the total point thing, which, you know, that's the first place you're drawn to, right,
is
total points for the game. But she finished with 7 rebounds, also getting double digits. Sophie Cunningham with 14, Lauren Aldridge with 15, and she got all of them, well, right away. She got it. Most kids announce where they're going to go to college relatively slowly, right? And then there's a few that are like, I want to get this out of the way, and announce it right away. Lauren Aldridge, I'm going to get 15 points, and I'm going to get him out of the way right away.
Mm-hmm.
And then I can worry about the point guard thingy.
Right.
She was 5 for 5 from beyond the arc to start the game.
Seems good.
Those were her 15 points. From that point on, she dished out 6 assists, had 3 turnovers, so 2-to-1 assist turnover ratio, which is what you want, grabbed a couple of rebounds, and had just 1 personal foul. Also getting double-digit figures, Amber Smith with 19. And as Coach Pinchton said last night in the postgame, it was a quiet 19.
Is that a thing?
Yeah, I guess.
Quiet 19?
Quiet 19. Shh. Amber Smith doing work.
Mm-hmm.
Buckets. 8 of 10 for Jordan Frericks. 7 of 12 for Amber Smith. She was 5 of 7 from beyond the arc. Lauren Aldridge was 5 of 8. And listen to the shooting percentage for the Missouri Tigers, again, in the first quarter, 74%. Missed opportunity. There were some missed opportunities then, obviously, in that first quarter.
Right.
Because they were only 14 of 19. They put up 35 points. Then they kind of chilled a little bit. 35, 15, 19, 14. But for the 15-point win over the Vanderbilt Lady Commodores, they sweep the season series with that one. Attendance at the Mizzou Arena last night, 41-23. Their season attendance this year has been really good.
Yeah.
Not been spectacular, okay? But it's been pretty good. The season overall season attendance, and this includes all the games, as we zoom in on this one, 43-66. So they drew just about the average last night. Okay. SEC action for the ladies. Last year, they were, overall. Yeah, just SEC last year. 43-27.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take a look at this year because we have one particular event in there that kind of may skew the number just a smidge. And that was the 11-092 for Tennessee. Missouri's average SEC games this year, 5,004.
Yeah.
You got that 11,092 game in there.
Yeah, well.
But, listen, the one thing that Coach Pinchton talks about every single postgame, thanks the crowd.
Yep.
Thanks us for covering the game to get it out there. But more importantly, she thanks the crowd for being there and being a part of what's going on. And what you're watching right now, what's going on, is something pretty special.
It's very special. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm a basketball nerd. I've been around the block with Mizzou and men's and women's teams. I don't think I've ever been so captivated.
I will agree with that because it's one thing to, and as we were talking last night, I was visiting with Sarah Reisman just a little bit, and I said, you know, one thing about it right now, for both men and women, basketball's fun again.
Yeah.
And the people are responding to it. 442-8255. Good afternoon. You're on the Closers.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting ready to say. It's enjoyable to watch those girls play because mm-hmm. they enjoy playing.
Yeah, and Coach Pinchon had mentioned last night that the more fun they're having, the better they seem to be playing.
Yeah,
yeah.
More relaxed.
And, mm-hmm.
and the other thing, you're talking about that Royal.
Yeah.
Was that a player to be named later?
Yeah, it could have been. He started out as Raul, and he changed his name.
So. Okay. All right, fellas.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 442-8255 is the phone number here on the program. 442-8255. So, yeah, a little bit over 4,000 last night watching Missouri on senior night sweep the season series against the Vanderbilt Lady Commodores. And let in scoring by Amber Smith for the night. And the Tigers are going to be off until Sunday when they will head down to College Station, and they will take on the 17th-ranked Aggies of Texas A&M.
That'll be a good game.
Yes, that will be a very good game. Interested to see that particular contest for the ladies. Just I mean, there's there's a lot of things riding on this, and one of those is the more you're winning, right, which stands to reason, the more you're winning, the more you want to win, correct?
Yeah.
Seems reasonable.
Winning breeds winning.
Right. But the other thing is, the more they're winning and the more they want to win, the more it seems like they're like, okay, you know what? Screw that goal. Let's try this one.
Yeah.
And that's been the most fun about watching this team over the last 4 or 5 years. And I know Robin's in her eighth season, but watching this team over the last 4 or 5 years, you were kind of on that cusp when Ferricks and Kayla Michael and back then it was Kayla McDowell signed on. Then you added, and you had Lindsey Cunningham back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But
and at that point, I mean, some of the prior signings that aren't mm-hmm. here anymore, the Stock twins,
right.
Morgan I, you know, you had a bunch of these players who started to show that you could get not elite, but you could get really talented players mm-hmm. here. And then that translates into the ones you just talked about, and then into Sierra Porter, Sophie Cunningham, you know, and that's just, it's impressive to watch, like you said, them climb that ladder and always be looking for the next rung up.
Well, and more importantly, I think as you've watched them, it's also been the confidence of, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Sure. We can do that. We can do that too.
Yep.
Now, the challenge that's out there is, hey, let's go win a game in the SEC tournament. It's been a bit of a problem for them.
They're just saving up for this year.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure they are. I am sure they are. I'm looking at the attendance records for the Missouri Tiger women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have to be rewritten because the new record is 11-092 Tennessee a week ago, last past Sunday.
Right.
But as I'm looking at this, we're talking about the attendance figures. Last year was about 4,000 average. This year they're a little bit over that 4,000 average, which puts them as an average in the top 20 all time home attendance game.
Yeah.
So y'all are showing up.
That's good.
And that's good. And listen, as I mentioned earlier, Coach Pinchton appreciates that. And I know she plays that message at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thanks for coming out. She really does. She means that.
Right.
So keep on going. They'll be, again, on the road at Texas A&M on Sunday. And that is an afternoon tip-off for the ladies. SEC Network is going to be covering that one.
Not Plus this time.
No.
Okay.
Nope. That'll be nice.
Yes.
But Robin Pinchton also named the Naismith Women's College Basketball Coach of the Year semifinal list.
Well deserved.
So congratulations to her on that. That happened a little bit earlier in the week and got kind of snowed under by the rest of the events of the week. So, sorry.
What? It's been a busy week?
It's been a little bit of a busy week. So, yeah, SEC Network will have Texas A&M and Missouri on Sunday, and that is a 3 p.m. tip-off time for the ladies.
Okay.
So.
Very good.
And a chance, yes, we're saying that there is a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance. Looks like right now they will be in that top four.
Yes.
Which means double bye. Which means out of the double, I'm bringing this up right now. They don't have the bracket set just yet because they're not ready yet. But
they're still baking.
They are still baking. But remember your four corners, right?
Right.
1, 2, 3, and 4. Your one,
Mississippi State.
Your two,
South Carolina.
Your three, which would be right below that, would be Georgia right now.
Mm-hmm.
And four would be Missouri, unless they swap the sides, unless they want to go 1, 3, 2, 4. Typically, they'll
go 1, 4. It's always 1, 4.
Right, they'll stay that way. But Missouri right now is sitting in fourth place right now in the conference. They have the same record as Georgia does, 11-4. But Missouri has, if you remember, they do have that loss to the Lady Bulldogs earlier in the season as part of that three-game skid when they also had the loss to South Carolina at the time. And Georgia will finish up the regular season hosting Florida, who is an absolute train wreck.
They were feisty here. It was a Monday night, and they were pretty feisty.
They were feisty, but that particular emotion has since been removed.
Okay.
They got...
Not saying you shouldn't root for it.
Well, no, but they got beat by 38 last night by Tennessee.
Sure. So they're due for a win.
They're due for a win. So come on, Gators.
That's right.
Give it all you got. One more game.
Chomp, chomp.
Well, I don't know about that, but just give it all you got. One more game.
Okay.
All right. We got some odds and ends, a little bit of housekeeping to take care of. We'll do some of that next. That will include Blues hockey. We've got some Columbia College stuff. We've got a new head coach at the Hickman QP football team. So a lot of things to take care of. The grab back section for a Friday afternoon is up next.
The Closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Hey, welcome back to The Closers here alongside Jay Sparks. I'm George Young. 442-8255 is the phone number. 442-8255. Missouri softball already has a game under their belt today, and they won. And they didn't even have to play the full game. They run ruled North Carolina 9-0 today. Maddie Norman gets the win. Kara Decker, 2-for-3, a double and 3 RBI. Kayla Kessinger, 1-for-2, 3 runs, a homer, an RBI. Not bad.
Yeah.
Now go do it again.
Well, and that makes, you know, makes your pitchers a little, make their life a little easier.
Well, yeah, because you're playing 6 games in 3 days out there. So they've got another game tonight against Wisconsin. And then, because I'm looking at the write-up, and then I was looking at what I had earlier today from softball at their schedule. So now I got to click the schedule because there's this moment of doubt. But they're 8-6 right now, and they will play. Okay, yeah, today was the one game day, so they'll play Wisconsin tomorrow, then Bethune-Cookman, and then they'll have a single game against number 3 UCLA on Sunday. So that's how they're breaking that out.
Mm-hmm.
So they did rearrange the schedule a little bit because I know they were playing. Because when we talked to Gina on Monday, or Tuesday rather, they had 6 games in 3 days. So you had a little bit of spacing being added there. But the game today only went 5 innings. So the Tigers right now out of the Mary Nutter Classic are sitting at 2-1, 8-6 overall. And we'll visit with Coach Vogue next Tuesday here on the program. So congratulations to the Tigers on that one. We'll talk Missouri men and women again as we wrap up the hour, but as we continue through the grab bag section of things that are going on, the Hickman Cupies have themselves another new head football coach. And he's kind of coming back. Cedric Alves is now the new head football coach for the Hickman Cupies. And, comes from Battle, which most people will look at that and go, well, yeah, but they took all of our staff anyway.
Yeah.
And our players.
Right.
They're still a little bitter about that.
Are they?
Yeah, a little bit.
I haven't noticed.
Okay. You haven't been paying attention. but Cedric Alves is coming back as the new head football coach for the Hickman Cupies. So congratulations to Cedric and good luck to him. He's got a really interesting task ahead of him.
Yep.
And that is, it's twofold. One, get some buy-in. And yeah, secondly, yeah.
That's the big one.
Yeah. Yeah, get some buy-in for what you're wanting to do. And secondly, maybe win a couple of games. And then you start building. This is a team that's been downtrodden for a number of years right now. And they have been really, really struggling. So you got that. Yes.
No, you never know in high school football just how much, and you never know how much influence the head.
And this includes all the games. As we zoom in on this one, 43-66. So they drew just about the average last night. Okay. SEC action for the ladies. Last year, they were, sorry, not last year, overall. Yeah, just SEC last year. 43-27.
Mm-hmm.
And we're going to take a look at this year because we have one particular event in there that kind of may skew the number just a smidge. And that was the 11-092 for Tennessee. Missouri's average SEC games this year, 5,004.
Yeah.
You got that 11,092 game in there.
Yeah, well.
But listen, the one thing that Coach Pinchton talks about every single post game, thanks the crowd.
Yep.
Thanks us for covering the game to get it out there. But more importantly, she thanks the crowd for being there and being a part of what's going on. And what you're watching right now, what's going on, is something pretty special.
It's very special. Mm-hmm. And I mean, I'm a basketball nerd. I've been around the block with Mizzou and men's and women's teams. I don't think I've ever been so captivated.
I will agree with that because it's one thing to, and as we were talking last night, I was visiting with Sarah Reisman just a little bit. And I said, you know, one thing about it right now for both men and women, basketball's fun again.
Yeah.
And the people are responding to it. 442-8255. Good afternoon. You're on the Closers.
Yeah, that's what I was just getting ready to say. It's enjoyable to watch those girls play because mm-hmm. they enjoy playing.
Yeah, and Coach Pinchon had mentioned last night that the more fun they're having, the better they seem to be playing.
Yeah,
yeah.
More relaxed.
Mm-hmm.
And the other thing you're talking about, that Royal?
Yeah.
Was that a player to be named later?
Yeah, it could have been. He started out as Raul, and he changed his name.
So. Okay.
Thanks a lot. Appreciate it. Appreciate the call. Thank you very much. 442-8255 is the phone number here on the program. 442-8255. So, yeah, a little bit over 4,000 last night watching Missouri on senior night sweep the season series against the Vanderbilt Lady Commodores. And let in scoring by Amber Smith for the night. And the Tigers are going to be off until Sunday when they will head down to College Station. And they will take on the 17th-ranked Aggies of Texas A&M. And
that'll be a good game.
Yes, that will be a very good game. Interested to see that particular contest for the ladies. Just I mean, there's a lot of things riding on this, and one of those is the more you're winning, right? Which stands to reason: the more you're winning, the more you want to win. Correct.
Yeah,
seems reasonable.
Winning breeds winning,
right? But the other thing is, the more they're winning and the more they want to win, the more it seems like they're like, okay, you know what? Screw that goal. Let's try this one.
Yeah.
And that's been the most fun about watching this team over the last 4 or 5 years. And I know Robin's in her eighth season, but watching this team over the last 4 or 5 years. You were kind of on that cusp when Ferrix and Kayla Michael and back then it was Kayla McDowell signed on. Then you added and you had Lindsey Cunningham back in the day.
Mm-hmm.
But
well, and at that point, I mean, some of the prior signings that aren't mm-hmm. here anymore, the Stock twins,
right?
Morgan I, you know, you had a bunch of these players who started to show that you could get. Not elite, but you could get really talented players mm-hmm. here. And then that translates into the ones you just talked about and then into Sierra Porter, Sophie Cunningham, you know, and that's just, it's impressive to watch, like you said, them climb that ladder and always be looking for the next rung up.
Well, and more importantly, I think as you've watched them, it's also been the confidence of, yeah, we can do that.
Yeah.
Sure. We can do that. We can do that too.
Yep.
Now, the challenge that's out there is, hey, let's go win a game in the SEC tournament. It's been a bit of a problem for them.
They're just saving up for this year.
Okay. Okay. I'm sure they are. I am sure they are. I'm looking at the attendance records for the Missouri Tiger women's basketball.
Mm-hmm.
And it's going to have to be rewritten because the new game, the new record is 11-0-92 Tennessee a week ago, last past Sunday.
Right.
But as I'm looking at this, we're talking about the attendance figures. Last year was about 4,000 average. This year they're a little bit over that 4,000 average, which puts them as an average in the top 20. All-time home attendance game.
Yeah.
So y'all are showing up.
That's good.
And that's good. And listen, as I mentioned earlier, Coach Pinchton appreciates that. And I know she plays that message at the end of the game.
Mm-hmm.
You know, thanks for coming out. She really does. She means that.
Right.
So keep on going. They'll be, again, on the road at Texas A&M on Sunday, and that is an afternoon tip-off for the ladies. SEC Network is going to be covering that one.
Not Plus this time.
No.
Okay.
Nope. That'll be nice.
Yes.
But Robin Pinchton also named the Naismith Women's College Basketball Coach of the Year semifinal list.
Well-deserved.
So congratulations to her on that. That happened a little bit earlier in the week and it got kind of snowed under by the rest of the events of the week. So, sorry.
It's been a busy week.
It's been a little bit of a busy week. So, yeah, SEC Network will have Texas A&M and Missouri on Sunday, and that is a 3 p.m. tip-off time for the ladies.
Okay.
So.
Very good.
And a chance. Yes, we're saying that there is a chance.
So you're saying there's a chance.
I'm saying there's a chance. Looks like right now, they will be in that top four.
Yes.
Which means double bye. Which means out of the double, I'm bringing this up right now. They don't have the bracket set just yet because they're not ready yet. But
they're still baking.
They are still baking. But remember your four corners, right?
Right.
1, 2, 3, and 4. You're one,
Mississippi State.
You're two,
South Carolina.
You're three, which would be right below that, would be Georgia right now.
Mm-hmm.
And four would be Missouri, unless they swap the sides, unless they want to go 1, 3, 2, 4. Typically, they'll
go 1, 4. It's always 1, 4.
Right, they'll stay that way. But Missouri right now is sitting in fourth place right now in the conference. They have the same record as Georgia does, 11-4. But Missouri has, if you remember, they do have that loss to the Lady Bulldogs earlier in the season as part of that three-game skid when they also had the loss to South Carolina at the time. And Georgia will finish up the regular season hosting Florida, who is an absolute train wreck.
They were feisty here. It was a Monday night, and they were pretty feisty.
They were feisty, but that particular motion has since been removed.
Okay.
They got.
Not saying you shouldn't root for it.
Well, no, but they got beat by 38 last night by Tennessee.
Sure. So they're due for a win.
They're due for a win. So come on, Gators!
That's right.
Give it all you got. One more game.
Chomp chomp.
Well, I don't know about that, but just give it all you got. One more game.
Okay.
All right. We got some odds and ends, a little bit of housekeeping to take care of. We'll do some of that next. That will include Blues hockey. We've got some Columbia College stuff. We've got a new head coach at the Hickman QP football team. So a lot of things to take care of. The grab back section for a Friday afternoon is up next.
The Closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
Hey, welcome back to The Closers here alongside Jay Sparks. I'm George Young. 442-8255 is the phone number. 442-8255. Missouri softball already has a game under their belt today, and they won. And they didn't even have to play the full game. They run ruled North Carolina 9-0 today. Maddie Norman gets the win. Kara Decker, 2-for-3, a double and 3 RBI. Kayla Kessinger, 1-for-2, 3 runs, a homer, an RBI. Not bad.
Yeah.
Now, go do it again.
Well, and that makes, you know, makes your pitchers a little, make their life a little easier.
Well, yeah, because you're playing six games in 3 days out there. So they've got another double, they have another game tonight against Wisconsin. And then, because I'm looking at this, I'm looking at the write-up, and then I was looking at what I had earlier today from softball at their schedule. So now I got to click the schedule because there's this moment of doubt. But they're 8-6 right now, and they will play. Okay, yeah, today was the one game day. So they'll play Wisconsin tomorrow, then Bethune-Cookman, and then they'll have a single game against number 3 UCLA on Sunday. So that's how they're breaking that out.
Mm-hmm.
So they did rearrange the schedule a little bit because I know they were playing, because when we talked to Gina on Monday, or Tuesday rather, they had six games in 3 days. So you had a little bit of spacing being added there. But the game today only went five innings. So the Tigers right now out of the Mary Nutter Classic are sitting at 2-1, 8-6 overall. And we'll visit with Coach Vogue next Tuesday here on the program. So congratulations to the Tigers on that one. We'll talk Missouri men and women again as we wrap up the hour, but as we continue through the grab bag section of things that are going on, the Hickman Cupies have themselves another new head football coach. And he's kind of coming back. Cedric Alves is now the new head football coach for the Hickman Cupies. And comes from Battle, which most people will look at that and go, well, yeah, but they took all of our staff anyway.
Yeah.
And our players.
Right.
They're still a little bitter about that.
Are they?
Yeah, a little bit.
I haven't noticed.
Okay. You haven't been paying attention. but Cedric Alves is coming back as the new head football coach for the Hickman Cupies. So congratulations to Cedric, and good luck to him. He's got a really interesting task ahead of him.
Yep.
And that is, it's twofold. One, get some buy-in. And yeah, secondly, yeah.
That's the big one.
Yeah. Yeah, get some buy-in for what you're wanting to do. And secondly, maybe win a couple of games. And then you start building. This is a team that's been downtrodden for a number of years right now, and they have been really, really struggling. So you got that. Yes.
No, you never know in high school football mm-hmm. just how much, and you never know how much influence the head
section at the Mizzou Arena. You've got what? 500 people? If that, there?
Right.
So you're using, I understand it's our favorite measurement. It's a small sample size. But you're using that particular corner of Colonial Life Arena to make the blanket statement that
absolutely nothing occurred anywhere
things,
in the statement.
They did not happen. I do not know what you're talking about. We have some of the best behaved, morally upright, well-spoken fans in the entire realm of college basketball. No. Not at all. If we can have a reporter here in Columbia make a big deal out of one person yelling thug, you're telling me that at 13,400 and change, Ray Tanner can't at least look at this and say, you know what? We probably had an idiot or two there.
Right.
And for that, just as Robin Pinch did after that one fan, apparently mm-hmm. yelling thug, and listen, I'm hearing that there was other stuff heard on the other side, but still, she apologized. She said she didn't hear it, but she says, if that was the case, I'm sorry.
And there's no place for that.
And there is no place.
In college basketball.
Right.
Right.
This thing could have been diffused.
And over with.
Immediately.
Yep.
And really, even if you didn't like what Jim Sterk said, and I was I was okay with the first part, but then when you got to that second sentence where he gives a specific name, you get a little kind of uncomfortable with it.
Right.
That was the opportunity for Ray Tanner at South Carolina to be the bigger man in the room and say, you know what? I'm not real comfortable with the statement. However, we recognize that in a large gathering of people, there are a certain element that can fuel the fan, the fuel the flames. And we will do our best to continue with fan education and proper sportsmanship. Boom, done, issue over. But instead it is festered. 442-8255. Good afternoon, you're on the Closers.
Are Gamecocks like progeny of Jayhawks?
I don't think so, because they don't have shoes. Not even the little wood ones.
Yeah, they definitely don't have near enough footwear to be Jayhawks.
No, they don't have enough footwear. And last time I checked, they did not have coloring book and crayon night. Also known as finals. All right. We're going to take a quick little step aside here, and we got some business to attend to. And when we come back, we got some basketball to talk about. There are two games this weekend. Missouri at Kentucky on Saturday, and Missouri at Texas A&M on Sunday. The men play first. The ladies will play second. And we will dive into picks and trifectas because we've done it so successfully. We'll just continue the trend. We'll do that right after this.
The Closers. Join the talk now. 800-229-5378. News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.
All right, we have to roll through this pretty quickly. That's poor planning on my part. But, Missouri men tomorrow night at Kentucky. The Missouri ladies on Sunday night, or Sunday afternoon rather, 3 o'clock at Texas A&M. So we did well with the women's game last night.
Yeah.
We both picked the winner.
Right.
I picked Amber Smith, who had a quiet night of 19 points.
Quiet 19.
And who'd you pick?
That Sophie Cunningham girl.
Sophie Hill.
Yeah.
She's available to play?
Yeah, she is.
Okay. All right. What'd she finish with? 14?
Yeah.
14 and points, 3 boards, 36 minutes.
Not bad.
Yeah.
I mean, I guess.
Okay. All right. Well, okay. This weekend, let's work our way backward as we are here at 52 and a half minutes after the hour. We got to get out of here in a couple of minutes. Yep. So let's go with the ladies here.
Okay.
You got Texas A&M or Missouri?
I got Mizzou.
I got Mizzou as well. Give me Sophie Cunningham.
Yeah?
Okay.
Okay. I will take Jordan Frericks. I think she liked the star turn, and I think she'll go again.
All right. So there you go. So I've got Missouri and Sophie. You've got Missouri and Jordan Frericks. All right. Missouri men on Saturday at Rupp Arena against the Big Blue Nation of Kentucky, led by John Calipari. You want to go first or you want me to go first?
You go first.
I'm going to go first. I'm going to take Big Blue.
Okay.
I'm taking Big Blue on this one. My trifecta, though, for this Missouri Tiger basketball team for the men, give me Jeremiah Tillman. Give me, because I'm stupid if I don't put him in there, Cassius Robertson. And give me Kevin Puryear.
Okay.
Okay.
I have Mizzou.
Okay.
Winning.
Homer.
Yep. I have Mizzou winning. And I have Cassius Robertson.
Okay.
I have Jordan Barnett.
Okay.
And I have Jordan Geist.
Oh, going with the Geist hive.
If they're going to win in Rupp, he is going to have a big game.
Okay. All right. There is some question, and this is interesting, about Kevin Knox as to whether or not he will actually be eligible to play. He has been named in that Yahoo Sports report as one of the athletes who received impermissible benefits or money. And that will be interesting to see what happens this weekend, because he wasn't just the only one. There were a whole bunch of them. So that'll be really interesting to see what happens and how Kentucky has to handle that, as well as the rest of college basketball for those guys that were named. So, all right. So Kentucky, Tillman, Robertson, and Puryear. You have Missouri, Robertson, Barnett, and Geist. All right. That, folks, is a wrap for the week. Have a fun weekend. We'll talk to you all on Monday. Jay Sparks, thank you.
Thank you.
Thanks, everybody, for listening. Again, talk to you on Monday. As always, please be careful out there.
The Closers on News Talk 1240 KLIK and News Talk 1400 KFRU.